Yeah, Silvia, how visible are feminicides within Italian society, and how do people talk about this issue?
Well, femicides right now is an emergence in Italy. What is very impressive comes up from the statistic that has been and reports that has been carried out in my country. 2016, 149 women were killed, and 3 out of 4, so that means 75%, was killed by a member of the family. The report in 2014 shows that almost 7 million of women between the age of 16 and 70 have experienced some form of physical or sexual violence. That means 1 out of 3 women in Italy. So the violence against women is very present and actually is very visible. We can see it every day in many different forms. What is also part of the problems is the way that media, social media and press are talking about it. Most of the time they speak about family drama, problems of jealousy, mental or unstable emotions, and that's not actually true. Like, we have to acknowledge that violence against women is not just a random case, but is a structural problem, and we have to think about also the way that we talk about it and the way that we express this violence that women and queers are living.
How is your group, Non Una Di Meno, organized in Trento, and how does the work in the network of Non Una Di Meno in Italy look like?
So the movement started in 2016 and actually started from Rome. The first assembly took place there. What happened later is that people start to get organized in other cities. Well, firstly, in cities where feminist groups and queer groups were already active, but I can say that last year the assemblies started to get organized in 70 cities in Italy. Non Una Di Meno is active in 70 cities right now. My groups, so I'm organized in Trento, which is, as you said, in northern Italy. We are organized on assembly level. So we organize assemblies where everyone can participate. And I think that this is very positive because even if we are very well connected nationwide level, being organized on territorial, regional assemblies gives us the possibility to be very close to the reality of the people and violence and exploitation and discrimination that people live in a specific area. I think that this is a very positive structure, I mean, in my opinion, because we are able to focus on regional and territorial matters, still being active and connected on nationwide level.
And for example, in Trento, who's participating in the assemblies? Who's organized in this movement? Maybe you can explain a bit what are the backgrounds of people in this network, and yeah, where do they come from? Are there also groups or people from more rural areas in Italy involved? How do you exchange with other organized women?
As I said, the structure is in this way organized, so on regional, territorial level. So the movement is constructed from below. The assemblies are open. Everyone is welcome, obviously respecting and acknowledging that is a queer feminist space. But the assembly are open, so people that live there can participate, but also people that are just there for any reason. This is very nice, obviously, that is constructed from below, from people that live there, people that live the concrete problems. On the other hand, we have also to, you know, acknowledge the fact that we are very different because it's a very heterogeneous movement also throughout the country. And obviously, there are different subjects and identities, but I don't think that this is something that is going to limit us, because there is actually an exchange, for example, I don't know, from people that comes from feminist movements of the 70s, of the 80s, and of instead feminist activists that are working in queer, trans feminist spaces. So I believe that there is actually, it's a positive aspect that we are very different, that we are, that we have different identities and different subjectivities among us. People participate. What we try to avoid is any political party relations, because we are a movement and we want to stay as such. So we don't want to get institutionalized or having a relationship or carrying flags of political parties. So this is also very, very important for us. And on the last thing that you said, we are working really hard on this, like to reach also more rural area, because obviously one thing is being active in cities, in big cities. Another thing is to mobilize and get involved people that live also in smaller cities, villages, and so on. But I think that we are going in the right direction, because in just 2 years, we are organized in 70 cities, and I hope that this year and the next years is going to be even more.
On the opening panel of the second meeting of the German Women's Strike Network in Berlin, you also took part and you talked about the movement Non Una Di Meno, and you said that this movement is defending itself against getting institutionalized, as you already said now also. And why is it important to you, and also to whom do you direct your demands?
So in my personal experience, it was it happens sometimes that political parties were trying to put a flag, so this is what we say in Italian, put a flag on our activities in my cities. We don't want to be institutionalized, because we were fighting against the government, the past government, but we are fighting against the actual government in Italy. So our demands cannot be easily taken by any political parties. We don't feel represented by political parties, and we don't feel that political parties right now can carry out our concrete proposals. And I think that it's important to remain a movement, to not get institutionalized, because of our diversity as well. We are very different, and it would be not good for the movement to create some kind of political party relations, because then it's not going to work anymore as a heterogeneous group. So for me, it was very important that we maintain our independence, our autonomy, not to get also used in order for some political strategies, because obviously I believe that politicians, some of them at least, are aware of the fact of this transnational feminist wave that is happening around the globe. So this is why also we want to remain independent. We were independent before, and we want to be independent right now and in the future as well.
In Italy, the new feminist movement is based on the Argentine Ni Una Menos movement, and struggles against violence against women, against the murder of women, against the accusation of the present conditions that these beneficiaries in your central top is the there is your central topic in these two movements. In Germany, in this context, people often talk about domestic violence. What do you think about this term, domestic violence? And yeah, in general, how do you look on the discussion in the German feminist context?
So yeah, the campaign launched by Nuna di Meno in Italy recalled the name of the Argentinian demonstration, Ni Una Menos, obviously. And yeah, one of the topics and one of the discussion that we want to carry out is the femicide, so the murder of women. When I arrived here in Germany, I wasn't sure how the discussion was carried out, because, for example, in Italy, on a legal level, it exists the term femicide, femminicidio. It's legally recognized. So you can find also a lot of data about it, because you have this category, let's put it in this way. And I'm not sure here in Germany how actually is it talked about, this violence against, this physical violence and murder against women. I can see from my personal experience, I've been here for 6 months already, there is a lot of deep and very interesting discussion about domestic work, for example, that is also carried out in Italy, I would say, but with different perspective, I believe. The discussion about domestic violence, I found it really hard to follow. Not to follow, maybe, but I don't see it as a topic that is discussed a lot. And this is something that really was very strange for me, because I've done some research, and femicides are happening in Germany as well. If I'm not wrong, a woman is killed every 3 days. So I think that is also very important, that as a feminist movement, also here in Germany, femicides, murders of women, is taking into public spaces, and that we start to create a discussion about it.
And at the end of March, in Verona, which is also close to Trento, there will be a congress called World Congress of Families. What kind of congress is this? Can you explain a bit to us?
Yeah, this was a very bad news that we've received. This last weekend of March, this international organization for the family is going to organize the World Congress of Family. And you can see on the website how they are promoting this event. The title is The Wind of Change, Europe and the Global Pro-Family Movement. They decided to organize this event in Verona specifically for specific reasons, obviously. And this is also what they write on their website. Verona has been chosen to host this Congress of Families, not only because of its beauty and history, but also to honor its citizens and their effort to defend the values of life and family at the social and political level. They are referring about specific events that happened in Verona this last autumn, because the town council approved an anti-abortion motions in Verona, even though there were a lot of protests by Nonuna di Meno. They actually stopped the first meeting. They have to stop. They cancel it, but they still approve it 1 month later, this anti-abortion motions, which basically is a measure to prevent abortion and to support maternity, and to declare the city as a pro-life city, allocating substantial fundings for Catholic anti-abortion organizations in the territory. So there is a specific reason why they're organizing this event in Verona. And basically, this Congress as the aim to affirm, celebrate, and defend the natural family, I am citing, obviously, as the only fundamental and sustainable unit of society. So last year, it was the... Sorry? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Ah, okay. So last year was the 40th anniversary of the introduction of Law 194, which legalized abortion in my country in 1978. And Verona, the council town of Verona, is approving this motion. And this event is happening in this city for this reason.
Are there any protests planned against this kind of event in which people are involved maybe in this protest?
Yes, the Non Una Di Meno in Verona, but also with the support of other assemblies in northern Italy, are organizing an alternative trans feminist queer weekend in those days. So with activities, performances, discussions, debates, music, colorful demonstrations, and so on. With, I believe, also international guests. Obviously, the energies right now are very concentrated on today, on the strike of today. But the weekend at the end of March is also taking shape.
And now at the end, I would also like to talk to you about a plan which Non Una Di Meno wrote in 2017. And this plan is called Abbiamo un Piano. So it translated means we have a plan. And yes. This is a feminist plan against male violence against women and in general against gender-specific violence. How did this plan evolve?
Yes. So the feminist plan against male violence, against women and against gender-based violence was worked through assemblies in the different Italian cities and took shape, I would say, in five nationwide assemblies that started, as I said, between 2016-2017. The plan is basically based upon the analysis of the structural character of male and gender-based violence, which is present in every aspect of our life and of our society. In order to write the plan and to create this document, Non Una Di Meno organized nine tables, so nove tavoli, which means nine thematic areas, thematic groups that were working individually but also together on local and national level. And these nine tables basically concern education, culture, sexual and reproductive health, economic violence, the narrative, migration, freedom of movement, ecofeminism, and the autonomy of feminist spaces. So the document has this as proposals and concrete actions that were basically that come from the collective writings of thousands of women and queers that starts from the sharing of practices and experience. So it means that it starts from the individual and collective resistance against male and gender violence. And following the elaboration of the document, Non Una Di Meno has launched the strike last year and this year as well.
Okay. Thank you so much, Silvia, that you talked to us. And we wish you a beautiful International Fighting Day.
Thank you very much for letting me tell you about the Italian experience. And I wish you also a beautiful international strike day.
Thank you. And bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ciao. Wir haben gerade im Interview mit Silvia von Non Una Di Meno gesprochen. Auf der Webseite von keinemehr.wordpress.com findet ihr unter den Materialien den eben diskutierten Text Abbiamo un Piano sowie eine Übersetzung ins Deutsche.